Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
On this Tuesday throwback to the 80s, Tears for Fears is your artist of the day. Good afternoon. It's good to be with you. A steamy Tuesday afternoon here in Kansas City. We'll get with Crystal Tipton here in just a moment, but first, Dana, if you would, her backstory.
Oh, yeah. So we have been waiting to speak with this Chiefs super fan to send her some love. She is still recovering after an injury. What's it been, Scott? 4 months ago?
4 months since the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
4 months ago. She was watching the game with her daughters, and her husband is filming the very end because she is super excited. You can see in the photos, she's clenching her hair like, ah!
Everybody was.
Yeah, she's doing in these photos what every single one of us was doing until the moment she jumped up in the air like she's doing a mid-air jumping jack.
Like a starburst.
And then she came down. And as all of you were celebrating, Crystal Tipton was writhing in pain, and she joins us now on the hotline. How are you, Crystal?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's so good to hear your voice. Tell us exactly what happened. Was it at the very end of the game?
Yeah, it was literally as the seconds were ticking off, the final seconds, and they aired the ball out, and I just jumped up because they had finally won it. My foot stuck, my knee buckled, and I was on the floor.
So yeah. I've seen the still photos, and you just crumple to the ground. And then it looks like in one photo you're trying to brace yourself against the TV. Did you know immediately something was really wrong?
Immediately. I played collegiate softball, so, and I have never felt anything like that. I knew the very instant that it happened, I said to my husband, something's wrong. Something's really wrong.
Did you hear something pop?
I didn't hear a pop, but we had the TV really loud, of course. You know, maybe it's better that I didn't, but I just instantly knew.
And so then what did everybody do? Like, your daughters look so excited about the game, and then in one photo you can tell your daughter's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, she tried to grab me because she thought I just fell, and then you could, in the pictures after, you can see their faces. They're so worried. They started crying because they thought I was going to have to go to the hospital, and I said, this is not a hospital injury, but I am hurt bad.
Thanks a lot, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Kelsey.
And ironically, as it was happening, I was like, Mom, don't throw out your kneecaps. Like, joking because it happened, obviously. And then, of course, I threw my knee out.
So then what did you end up having surgery-wise? What did they have to do? Because I've seen the photos of you in the hospital, and it looks crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. So we are actually went to a doctor in Indianapolis, and I wore all my Chiefs gear into Colts area, by the way. My nurse had, like, Colts hat and face mask on. And I was like, oh, sorry.
Wait. Do you not live in Kansas City?
She's in Illinois.
Oh, you live in Illinois?
I live in Overland Park. I'm Canadian. I'm from Canada. So I grew up being a Chiefs fan in Canada. But anyway, so the surgery, they take your good leg patellar tendon, the middle part portion of the patellar tendon, and they create a new ACL for you out of that. And then cleaned up the meniscus because there's a partial tear in the meniscus as well. So yeah, both legs are completely out of commission right now.
So they transferred your good leg tendon, which what leg was that?
My right leg.
Your right leg. They transferred your good leg tendon from the right leg into the left leg.
Correct.
And then why are you still, I mean, it's been 4 months. This was a major surgery, obviously, but how long is it going to take you to recover from this?
Fully, probably 9 months.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah, I had originally put it on hold because I'm a high school softball coach. And so I booked it the day after Wynn State would be, thinking, you know, if we end up going or whatever, then I'll be good. I won't interfere with anything. So I could coach the whole season, have surgery in the summer and go. And then obviously coronavirus happened. There was no season. So, yeah.
Now, wait, you said you're a Canadian. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. But you're a Canadian Chiefs fan.
That's correct.
How did that happen?
My whole family had like different football teams that they liked, you know, the Lions, which were near us, and the Bills, which were near us. And that was when Montana was playing back in 93. And I just thought he was my guy, and I had his jersey. And from then on, I just started following the Chiefs.
Have you ever lived in Kansas City?
She said Overland Park.
You lived in Overland Park. Okay.
My husband and I moved to Overland Park for a couple of years. We lived there.
Awesome. And can you walk now, or are you on like crutches, or how are you getting around?
Crutches, and it's like ridiculously slow. Like a crawling baby would beat me.
A crawling baby would beat me.
You know, I would ask you, was it worth it? Like Barbara Walters used to say, was it worth it?
Well, I'll tell you this. When they win again, I will not be jumping.
Yeah. I don't know if you're aware of this, Crystal, but there are these things called couches. And you actually can sit in them and watch a game. It's crazy.
You know, I really wish I would have known that back then.
Yeah.
Well, Crystal, sweetie, I was standing on a table in Miami. I was standing on top of the table. And so you cannot be the only person who was injured celebrating. I don't buy it because there were so many people around the country celebrating. You cannot be the only one. But we love that you shared the story with us. And we're going to send this over to the sports guys next door. And I don't know, maybe we can get you a football out of it or something.
That would be great. It's the least they can do for me not walking for that long.
Yeah. Hey, can I tell you something, though, if you don't mind?
Sure.
I've seen the still photos of you cheering for the Chiefs that night. Yeah. You look like a maniac.
Aren't all Chiefs fans maniacs?
Okay, there it is.
Amen.
There it is.
Amen.
All right, be well, my friend.
Passion.
Be well, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, you take care of yourself.
Sweetie. Oh, it looks so painful.
Oh, God.
I sent the photos to Dan Weinbaum. We'll put them on our Facebook page. There's video, but she said, no way do I want the video out there. She goes, it's so embarrassing.
Oh, do we have the video?
No. She said, no way. Mm. You wouldn't want your worst Chiefs moment to be, you know.
Yeah. Dana Wright, Sam Dillon, Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Business-related stories here this afternoon. Number one, here's the good news. U.S. shoppers returned with vigor in May, in a partial rebound. American shoppers, this is from the Associated Press, American shoppers ramped up their spending on store purchases by a record of 17.7% from April to May. That's great. Delivering a dose of energy for retailers that have been reeling since the coronavirus shut down businesses nationwide, flattened the economy, and paralyzed consumers. The government report on Tuesday showed that consumers' retail purchases have retraced some of the record-setting month-to-month plunges of March, 8.3%, and April, 14.7%, as businesses have increasingly reopened. Here's my only concern regarding that, and then we'll get to the other story. As I go back into businesses again, I'm shocked how many people are not wearing masks. It's almost like America's just said, you know what? F it. Screw it. I don't care anymore.
I still wear one in the grocery store.
And that's it? I wear one walking into the office.
Here's what I don't understand that I want someone to explain to me. Have you seen the people driving around wearing a mask in the car?
Yeah, I don't understand that. Yeah, that's
stupid. Alone?
That's dumb.
What's that about?
You don't need to do that.
You're going to breathe onto your windshield.
Who do you have in there?
Back and give you COVID.
Is there someone on your floorboard?
Yeah, who's in the back seat? Weirdo. But, I was talking to my brother this morning on the phone, and, he's down in Wichita. And we got into COVID and coronavirus, et cetera. He's like, dude, I was in the Walmart this morning. I was the only one wearing a mask. And I wonder if America's just checked out. You know what I mean? Just said, you know what? Screw it.
Or they've had it.
That's what I mean.
They've had coronavirus.
Oh, I see what you're saying. And they're just like, you know what? Screw it. Well, here's what I'm doing. I'm playing the long game here. I'm gloving up. I'm masking up. Got the hand sanitizer everywhere I go. And I'm going to let you guys all get it. We're going to get herd immunity at some point, and then I'm good to go. But I am not going down to this thing. And if you think I'm an idiot because I'm at the gas station, I got my mask on, or whatever, I'm not going to a movie theater. I ain't going to a concert. Sure as hell ain't going to a political rally before this year's out. I'm just not going to do it. I'm playing the long game. And I'm going to wait and let everybody else play the short game. Get your coronavirus. Get your antibodies. Get your herd immunity. Then I'm good to go. A story here also from the Associated Press. As businesses reopen across the United States after coronavirus shutdowns, many businesses are now requiring customers and workers to sign forms saying they will not sue if they catch COVID-19. Businesses fear they could be the target of litigation, even if they adhere to safety precautions from the CDC and state health officials. But workers' rights groups say the forms force employees to sign away their rights should they get sick. The liability waivers, similar to what President Donald Trump's campaign is requiring for people to attend a Saturday rally in Tulsa, would protect businesses in states that don't have liability limits or immunity from coronavirus-related lawsuits. So far, at least 5 states, Utah, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Alabama, have such limits through legislation or executive orders, and others are now considering them. The coronavirus has sickened, as you know, more than 2 million people in the U.S., and killed 150,000.
I get this, and I read a Time magazine article about this, that businesses are worried that they're going to just be flooded with lawsuits from people that say, hey, I ate here Monday night, now I have corona.
Well, how do you know you got it there?
First of all, how are you going to know?
Yeah.
Number one. Either way, how are you going to know? Here's where I hate the waiver idea. Are you going to ask a nursing home resident to sign a waiver for your grandmother, say, Scott, that if they get coronavirus in the nursing home where they already have, 90 confirmed cases, you're not going to sue? What about the staff members in these places that have been hotbeds for this virus?
576-7798. The text line is the same number now. 576-7798. You just need to add a 913 in front of it. If you don't get to listen to the show all the time, you can always podcast it at KMBZ.com. Or if you're out of your car, you can listen live at radio.com. Radio.com.
You can also get all of the podcasts on the radio.com app.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you.
You're welcome.
576-7798. Your calls, your comments in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Places they will never find. What are you laughing about? And we can act like we come from out of this world. Even though you're one far behind. The telephone number here is 576-7798. Dave in Raytown. Dave, good afternoon. Hello. Welcome, my friend.
Good afternoon to you, Scott. Good afternoon to you, too, Dana. The singular reason I listen to your guys' show is because I wait and wait for that chuckle that is the bat guano that spews forth. But on the face mask and the gloves when out, Scott, I am totally and completely in your camp. I've got sanitizer in my truck, a box of 1,000 nitrile gloves, yeah, and custom-made masks. So anytime I'm out anywhere,
good.
But when I step out of my truck, I get dressed up.
Good for you, man.
Good for you.
I call it glove up, mask up.
That's it, man. And I encourage a whole lot more people to do it.
Why do you But why do you think people are not?
I think you hit on it earlier with the fatigue factor. I think people have just said screw it, and that frightens me, quite honestly.
Sure, sure. They were talking about a second wave, and someone wrote on Facebook today, we're not even done with the first wave.
Mm-hmm. It's not dying in the summer. I mean,
well, we don't know. I am hopeful. I'm hopeful the numbers go down.
Dana, we are less than a week away from summer. It is not going anywhere. Sherry and Shawnee. Sherry, hello.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I love your show, you guys.
Thank you. It's yours.
I'm a regular.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. I had the coronavirus.
You had it?
Wait. You had it?
Yes, I did. And I'm 74. And I was in great shape. I was walking 5 miles a day. I was in the best shape ever. And I had a terribly sore throat. I thought I had strep throat. So I went to the hospital, and they tested for strep throat. And I did not have strep throat. And they did a chest x-ray, and they said my chest was in perfect condition at 74. And I did not have that bad of time, I have to tell you. I really didn't. I had it for 7 days.
Seven days.
I was quarantined for 7 days. And I had it maybe 2 days before that because I had the sore throat, the cough at night. I never had a fever. And I had blisters on the roof of my mouth. And just had the chills, but I wasn't, you know, I mean, it wasn't horrible. It really wasn't. I slept a lot.
Sherry, did you, what was your reaction when they told you your test was positive? I would have freaked out a little bit. Did you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And my first reaction was, I'm never going to the hospital. I don't care what happens. I'm not going to the hospital.
Why?
I didn't want to be put on a respirator or anything like that because I look at most of the people who have had this, to be real honest, are people in nursing homes and people that they put on the respirators. And that I was afraid of. So, but I came out fine and I'm doing fine and I'm glad I had it and it's over.
So I would imagine you are convinced you have the antibodies, and so when you go out in public, you don't wear a mask or gloves, I'm assuming.
I do wear a mask.
You still do? Okay.
Good.
I absolutely do, because I don't want to get it again. And it wasn't that bad, but I don't want it again. I'm not going to take a chance on having it.
And you didn't have any of the difficulty breathing, Sherry? Could you take a full breath and all that stuff?
No,
you
didn't. Absolutely. No, and I knew my lungs were in good shape because I had just had that chest x-ray.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you know you had it because you had the test?
No. I know I had it because I was sick. I was very sick.
Well, but you don't know for a fact that you had it then, right? You didn't take the test.
Yes, I had a test at the hospital.
Oh, that's what I just asked. I asked if you had a test, and you said no.
Yes, I had a test at Shawnee Mission, yes.
Yeah. And how long did it take them to get back with you to tell you it was positive, Sherry? I'm just curious.
Well, I was in the ER for about 4 hours, and it was about 2 hours on the test.
Wow. Well, that's good. That's a good turnaround.
Yeah, it was. It was. And I felt good that I went because, you know, I could have. I had had my 25-year-old granddaughter sitting with me, and she was sleeping with me, and I was scared to death that she was going to get it. But she didn't have a doctor in Johnson County, so nobody would test her. And I happen to have a friend who's a doctor, and he said, we'll get her in today. And they did. And she was not positive. She was negative.
Good.
So you just never know, you know.
Well, Sherry, we're glad that you're okay, and you sound amazing and healthy.
You.
And you keep doing you, okay?
Thank you. I love you guys.
Well, we love you back.
Thank you, Sherry. You're very kind.
74 years old. If they told me I had corona, I would freak out. So I'm thrilled she's doing okay.
From the text line, boom, Scott, it is not that bad. Okay.
We're not going to start that debate. Because for every person who says it isn't, there is an equal number that says it is.
Are you worried?
I'm a lot less worried now than I was in March.
Why?
Because I think we are learning more and more and more around the globe every single day. Every single day. There was a story.
See, I'm as crazy today as I was back in March.
There was a story on Facebook today, and I'm trying to find it, and it was a reputable source that said a common steroid, what was it, has been shown to really help those who are critically ill with coronavirus. It's just one of those things that there's more information and they're finding out new things every single day. Mm. And that gives me comfort that we have all of these people who've gone before us, Scott, literally millions of people who've gone before us and who have had it. And now we have a body and wealth of research about it that we didn't have in March.
But we still don't know a lot about it.
We know more now than we did.
Okay, fair point.
Let me find that steroid and what it said about it. Major study. Here we go. Find steroid reduces death in patients with corona. And it was CNN. It was NBC that picked it up. It's an incredibly common medication that has been used for decades to treat conditions from altitude sickness to eye inflammation and has been shown to reduce deaths by 1/3 in the sickest patients in the hospital with COVID-19. This is the first time that researchers say that a drug has been shown to have an effect on death rates of the virus. Researchers at the University of Oxford compared outcomes of 2,100 hospitalized patients who received the steroid called dexamethasone with 4,300 patients who did not. And according to the research, the deaths were reduced by about 1/3 in the patients who were sick enough to require mechanical ventilation.
Mike in Topeka. Mike, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
It's going well. Thanks, man.
So I have a question for you specifically that's been plaguing my brain. I'm all for hand sanitizer and wearing a mask and being as careful as you can be, except for when it comes to gloves. I do not understand that for the life of me, because when you put your gloves
on,
you then touch your keys, you touch your door handle, you touch the trunk lid. You know, the other day you said that, you know, when you come out to your car before you do anything, you open that trunk lid and put your groceries in there. Well, how do you get your groceries back out? How do you open that trunk lid without touching it with those contaminated gloves?
Mike, I'm glad you called. It's a good point. When I go to the car, all right, so I go into the grocery store with the gloves on, okay?
Okay.
And I buy whatever I buy. When I get to the car, I take off the gloves backwards, as you're supposed to do, and then I open the trunk of the car with my bare hands.
Before you even unlock it?
Yes.
Okay.
But Mike, to be clear, Nobody else is doing that. Scott is doing that. Right. Nobody else is doing that. I saw a woman blow her nose with her gloves on the other day and then go into the grocery store.
Okay, well, Scott, answer me this then. You said you take the gloves off before you even touch your keys to unlock that trunk door.
Correct.
Well, that means you're putting your groceries down. I'm assuming they're in a bag or they're still in the car. Right. If you take the gloves off to unlock your car, then you grab those grocery bags by the handle that had the gloves on. Boom, you're re-contaminated.
Well, I didn't put the bags into the cart.
So where are the bags at?
They're in the cart.
Okay, so do you put a new pair of gloves on before you grab those bags?
No.
Then you're recontaminating yourself. I'm right, you know it.
Simmer down, tough guy.
I agree with you, Mike. I think the gloves are... I think 99.9% of the people who are using gloves out and about are using them incorrectly.
I am not.
You are...
Answer me this, Mike.
Minority. You are in the extreme minority.
If gloves don't work, then the next time you go in for surgery, ask the surgeon not to put gloves on.
Under that circumstance, where he is completely or she is completely soaped up and washed up and sanitized,
you think I'm not?
And the gloves are put on like this. You've seen it where they hold their hands up and they go in. They don't touch anything else. Then they do the surgery and they come off. The people going to Price Chopper aren't gloving up like that, Scott.
I understand. They're not doing it properly. I get that.
A prime example, I watched a woman one time with gloves on, put her car keys into her right hand, pull her left glove off, and then switch the keys into the left hand. Yep. At that point, wearing gloves makes no sense.
Well, but I'm with the texter here, and I don't have my glasses on, so forgive me. I can't see your number. I use sanitizer on my gloves. I do the same thing.
Okay.
I use sanitizer on my gloves. So if I need to touch something with my gloves, I will put sanitizer on it first. And then I'll touch whatever I have to touch.
Okay.
I'm crazy.
I know.
I am crazy. But with all respect, Dana, and you know I love you like the sister I never had, I don't think you're taking this seriously enough.
I wear a mask when I go into the store.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I've got like five of them in my car.
You don't wear one when you come to work?
There's like four people here.
I don't think you take
it. I'm not making out with somebody on the third floor. I don't even see anyone here.
But I have seen videos from your house where you've got like God knows what neighborhood kid over there and all your wine drinking friends. You guys are just COVIDing each other to death.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
I know. He was like, hey, you got COVID? I got COVID.
I'll tell you this. We are planning a socially distancing appropriate graduation party for those girls.
Okay.
And we're having, 45 minutes in the early evening where elderly relatives can come just for family.
Like Craig and Big Juicy?
Yeah, just for family.
Now you got to be careful with them because
if you're immune compromised, we're going to set aside a certain amount of time and it's outdoors just for family.
Smart.
Yep. And then after that, I think friends will drop by, but we're very cognizant of the fact that we have to take precautions.
When we get back, Kelly will join us. Not my Kelly, another Kelly. And then Teresa, who was diagnosed with COVID today.
Today. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll get to them in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Teresa in Lee's Summit. Hello, Teresa.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
This is the weird part, okay? I was diagnosed today. I got my test results today. And I am literally, other than a little wheezing, like a little heaviness in my chest, I am literally fine, which is the part that's thrown me off about all of this.
You were diagnosed with COVID today.
Today. And it turns out I was exposed on June 5th. So I've had a week and a half of being around other people, you know, the whole nine yards, and basically just waiting. I found out a friend of mine was tested and results came back for him on Sunday. So I went immediately Sunday and got tested and got that call this morning.
And have you had, other than a little bit of heaviness in your chest, did you have a cold? Did you have a fever, a cough, anything?
I woke up, so if I was exposed on June 5th, I woke up Tuesday morning, so a week ago today, with a 99.3 fever and a little stuffy nose and a little heaviness in my chest, which is allergy season, and I have asthma. So never thought another thing of it, just continued life as usual. The big piece to me about this is I have been around people at work, and they called around today trying to get tested. And basically they were told if they have no symptoms, they weren't allowed to be tested, which is, that's pretty scary.
So are you locked up?
I'm at home, yeah. I've been home since Sunday when I found out, yeah. And then the other thing is there's no COVID police, so no one called and said, hey, you have COVID, stay home. They just called and said, hey, you're positive for COVID. And it's kind of my deal to figure out, what do I do? What's the best course of action?
Let me help you, Teresa. You're positive. Stay home.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not. I'm obviously going to do the right thing. But my point is, for society as a whole, if I wanted to be a jerk, I could have just kept it to myself and never told a coworker, never told anybody, and just continued life as though
I see what you're saying.
Nothing is going on. Yeah.
All right.
So that's my that's
well.
My
thank point. You for not doing that. And I understand what she's saying, but I don't know how we would even begin to keep tabs on everybody who's had this because so many people have had it.
Last call, Kelly and Casey. Hello, Kelly.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi. We have about 30 seconds, if you could.
Okay. I agree with you every day. It just kills me when people don't want to wear a mask and gloves. And just because you know somebody doesn't mean that they're coronavirus free. And as far as the guy that's nitpicking your questions about when to wear gloves and when not, I take one glove off, use my credit card and my keys with that, take my other glove off after I put my card away. It's not rocket science if you just think what you're doing. So I agree with you totally, Scott. People just got time. It's like time's up. You know, it's been since March. We're tired of this.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just like dating someone you get tired of. This is serious. And some people that have mild symptoms, that's a blessing. But there are so many that aren't. So I just want you to know how you are real men. That's what real men should do.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. Do appreciate it. News is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.